I guess I should turn on my microphones, but we are joining us here in the studio by two young people with the Wild Theater Festival.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Meg and Moran, Nick Lee.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And how are you guys?
Great.
You guys are from somewhere else.
Yes. We both live in Los Angeles. But we're both from Florida.
Okay.
And, yeah, we've been in Wyoming for about a week. Well, Nick had been here previously. This is my first time, yeah, and I love it.
Second year with the festival.
It is kind of a culture shock from L.A. to the high plains of Wyoming.
It is. It's beautiful.
It's refreshing. Definitely refreshing in more ways than one, literally and symbolically.
Okay. So you guys are enjoying yourself right out here in Buffalo.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's great.
We did a hike the other day.
The Tongue River Canyon. That was beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
We're trying to get in as much Wyoming-specific adventures as possible.
Yeah, it's kind of tough right now. We're in the thick of rehearsals, so we take whatever free time that we can get, but once the show opens on September 7th, we'll have a lot more free time to hopefully go horseback riding.
Yeah.
That'd be all right. There's plenty of horses around here. I think you can achieve that.
You just jump on one?
Yeah. Well, you might be called a horse thief, though, and they used to hang horse thieves.
Oh, right. So we don't want to do that. I guess we'll pay for it.
Okay, so for our listeners, what is the Wild Theater Festival, and when is it?
So the Wyoming Theater Festival is essentially a celebration of performing arts. It starts on September 7th, runs for about 10 days. The main building that we're located at is the YO Theater over in Sheridan.
Great place for theater.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
10 days, essentially it's performances of plays and musicals and staged readings, which are essentially stripped down versions, actors sitting in chairs reading scripts. And I think there's a couple workshops this year, so it's basically just a 10-day celebration of the art of theater.
Yeah, and it's great because we have people from all over the country who have come. We came from L.A. There's a lot of actors from New York. We have Salt Lake City. So we're in one of the main stage productions, which is the musical, Another Roll of the Dice.
Okay.
And then there are two plays, Hollywood, Nebraska, and The Resolute. So there's a really good variety of shows. The Resolute is set right after the Civil War, about the first female baseball team. So that sounds really neat.
Yeah.
And then Hollywood, Nebraska is more of a family dramedy. And then our show is set in the 1940s. So there's a little something for everyone in the main stage shows as well.
And one you're in is called what?
Another Roll of the Dice.
Okay.
So if anyone's familiar with Guys and Dolls, the musical in the movie, that's based on a short story by Damon Runyon, and our play takes other stories from Damon Runyon, mostly about 1940s gangsters, and sets it to Frank Lesser music. So almost everyone's familiar with the song Heart and Soul.
Yeah,
that song's in our show, so it's that.
It's going to sing for us.
It's too early. So, yeah, there's a lot of catchy songs that people will recognize, and it's a really fun world, and it's great, yeah.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
Now, this is the first time that they've had a YO Theater Festival. Has it happened more than...
This, I believe, is the third year of the festival. I was fortunate enough to be a part of it last year. If any of our listeners attended, I was playing the caterpillar in the play Alice, formerly of Wonderland, so slightly different. But
how do you play a caterpillar?
Patiently, a lot of research. I just went out into the garden and stared at insects.
He's very method.
Okay. All right. So, and then, so this is your second year out here. Okay. Megan, first year?
Yeah. So I was really glad to have Nick. We went to college together. So I was glad to have someone I knew here because I was a little nervous coming to someplace I had never been before. So that was great. And he was able to tell me all the cool spots.
And I was just really excited to get back here. I had never been to Wyoming before last year, and I just loved the experience so, so much. And so when I got the offer to return, I just jumped at it instantly. I was like, yes, get me out of Los Angeles.
Okay. So, interestingly, so are you guys, would you guys consider yourself actors first and singers second or vice versa?
definitely the case for me. it's a little kind of all rolled in one, really. Nowadays, to sort of quote-unquote make it in this business, you kind of have to be a little bit of everything. You have to be able to act and sing and dance and play an instrument and do all these things.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, we're not playing instruments.
Nick has an acting degree and I have a musical theater degree, so that's the slight difference.
Okay.
I would say probably an actor first, but I've been in musical theater since I was about 7 years old, so it's been a big part of my life, but definitely say the acting's the strongest part.
Okay. So, now, listeners want to attend the YO Theater Fest, so it's going on for several days.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a price for the entire thing if they want to go to all of it, or is it priced for per performance, or how's that going?
Question. We are not sure about that.
I'm not sure that they offer season passes to the Wyoming Theater Festival yet. However, there's definitely room.
There's probably a website they can go to find that information out.
Yeah, it's WYOTF.com, so it stands for Wyoming Theater Festival, and that'll have all the information about tickets. You can buy tickets online, or it will give you the box office information. That phone number as well is 307-672-9084.
We can
say that again at the end. But
that's the YOTF.
.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
The box office at the theater is open every day every day Tuesday to Friday.
Right.
9 to 5. And then it opens
Saturday, 12 to 4.
You know, I don't know how, if you may have heard about this last year, Nick, but here in Buffalo, you know, we're a town of about 4,500 people, and there is a number of, there's a Creekside Performing Arts, and they put on about four plays a year.
Oh, wow.
And one of them is just kids, and another one is just adults, and a couple others are kind of a mixture. But they're well attended, and the kids at local schools are really into acting and performing and everything, and in the arts, which is really unique for a town as small as Buffalo is in the high plains of Wyoming. And I've had a number of kids on the show that just love performing in front of audiences and everything like that. So, I'm sure that you as younger people got involved in that, and you know how that feels when you're on stage and it's something that you really like to do. So.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a really, this is why we do this. It's a wonderful experience to be up on stage in the moment and performing for an audience. There's really nothing like it. And I think it's great that you mentioned that there's a lot of young kids out there who are interested in this, because I think what we've seen in pop culture and in media is like a sort of resurgence of this, of the love of performing.
Yeah.
When we were young, it was kind of before Glee came out.
And High School Musical,
Musical and the live televised musical that we're seeing happening in the past couple of years. And so I think what we're seeing is a sort of resurgence of the love of live theater. I think a lot of older people in this art form in theater began to worry a little bit, like, oh, is theater dead? Is TV and film going to take over? But I think we can all rest assured knowing that it is alive and well, and it's great to hear that. Last year I was pleasantly surprised to see the theater festival very well attended and how enthusiastic the communities were about it. You know, everyone came up to me after the show just being, you know, rather than just congratulating us on a good performance, what they said was thank you. You know, thank
you
for coming
here.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing this to our town, to our community, and for keeping this love of theater alive out here. And that sort of gratitude is what I walked away with.
Okay.
And that's great that there's so many kids that are interested, because I'm from a relatively small town and we had about five community theaters. So I grew up the same way, starting theater camp when I was 6 years old and doing it my whole life. So that's so great to hear that there's also a huge community here. And our show is completely family friendly, so feel free to bring your kids.
That's great.
Yeah, kids, come on by. We also do talkbacks every every one of these three main stage shows, at the end of our performances, we do a talkback series with audience members who chill out in the house. The actors and the writers and the directors and the crew will come out on stage and we'll answer any such questions that you have about it. So, you know, young folks, old folks alike, if there's anything that you want to know, if you want to talk with us, then come on by, because we are more than eager to have a conversation.
You know, with them. Megan, based on what Nick said, you know, there was some fear about how, you know, whether television or movies were going to take everything over. But my assumption, and maybe I'm totally wrong on this, but they've gone to so many, I guess, how would you say it? That when computerized, digital enhanced movies, that people know it's not real.
Right.
It's been created on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
My assumption is people think, you know what? I want to get back to something real.
Yeah.
Something that's in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why I think there's a resurgence about interest in theater and live acting.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you can't beat the magic of theater, because it is in the moment. It is happening right there. There's kind of a sense of danger about it, too, because you know something could go wrong at any moment. The power can go out. Yeah, exactly. And, yeah, I mean, I think it just, I love film and television. You know, we live in LA. That's kind of what I'm concentrating a lot on right now. But there's nothing that compares to theater, and I'm so glad that people are still finding the magic in that.
Yeah.
I think in film with digital effects, the hope is that an audience walks away from a movie thinking, wow, that looked so real. The dinosaurs in Jurassic Park looked so real. But in theater, every audience member sits down and they know that's a suspension of disbelief. Like, okay, we know this is not real. We know that this is that we're gonna have to sort of like accept certain things about reality here. In our show in particular, you know, we play multiple characters. Every actor plays about 4 to 5 different parts.
That's one of the best parts about it. For actors.
Yeah, really fun. And we travel to many different locations and we are playing different people. And we kind of ask the audience to sort of like suspend your disbelief, kind of go with us on this journey.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're doing our jobs right, then I think people will come along for the ride, you know?
Definitely.
Okay. Yeah. Now, the two of you are living here in Buffalo for a while.
Yes.
Okay. So, interesting travel to Sheridan almost on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the amazing thing about commuting to Sheridan for rehearsals is that it's 35 miles and it takes 35 minutes.
Yeah.
And in LA, 35 miles would take about 4 hours. But I love Buffalo. Tonight, we're actually going to the Occidental Hotel for some live music. Very excited about that.
You'll enjoy it. The Occidental Jam is something worth listening to.
Very excited about that. Our music director is coming, too.
Yeah.
He might want to.
Now, if Dave Stewart knows that you're a singer, you might get invited up to the microphone.
All right, we'll see.
We'll have rehearsed all day at that point, so our voices will be a little
We'll be ready warm. To go.
Yeah, it's a packed place every day. And you mentioned about the drive time. If you were here in Wyoming last week, it took about, I had a friend of mine, it took him about 5.5 hours to drive about 30 miles.
Oh, my God.
Because there were a million people visiting Wyoming for the eclipse. So it was kind of like Los Angeles.
Right, exactly. We were really lucky because the eclipse was our first day of rehearsal, but rehearsal didn't start until right after. They made sure of that.
We got here. We got here right when the sort of eclipse traffic was kicking up, and every business owner, everyone we talked to was just like, "You guys brought the traffic here. It's never this crowded."
Now, if people listening in want to see Megan perform and Nick perform, when's the first time that you're going to be on stage? What day?
We actually are the opening night show. So a week from today, September 7th at 7 p.m., I'm pretty sure. Yeah, another roll of the dice. Yeah, we open in a week. I mean, this process is very condensed, so we only rehearse for 2 weeks. And because it's a new musical, this is the first time anyone's seeing it on stage, which is also really exciting. We're getting line changes, we're getting music changes every day, so it's really exciting to be part of, you know, it coming into a full production.
But yeah, we'll be opening on September 7th, and then the two other shows will run concurrently in the same space. We are, just for clarification, we're in the Mars Theater, which is in the same building as the YO, not
right.
the main stage of the YO, though Mars is the black box next door. So all three shows will be happening in that space, kind of like intermittently, you know, one sort of right after the other between September 7th and the 17th.
And the website will have that lineup, but it's pretty much we perform Thursday and then Saturday. It's kind of an every other
day. It really is all over the place. Listeners should probably go to the website.
Go to the website and get the schedule of activities.
Yeah.
How many? I would guess that there's just literally hundreds of people involved in this, right?
Oh, yes.
There's so many people flown from all over the country. I mean, actors, directors, writers. The my favorite part about this festival is that most of this work, if not all of it, is pretty new work. None of this has been done on large scales before.
Okay.
So this is a chance for writers to come out and see their work actually performed for an audience. It's a chance for actors to work on new material. There's a lot of students over at the Sheridan College.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Who are working tech roles, building our sets, building our costumes.
I think we're going to have some stage hands. And that's been great. We've been rehearsing at the Whitney Center for the Arts in Sheridan College, which is such a gorgeous facility. It's so nice. So thank you to Sheridan College as well for being such great hosts. But the students have been amazing. So, yeah, there's a lot of people working a lot of different roles for this festival to bring it all together in 2 weeks.
So when this is all over, what's next for Megan?
Well, I'm going to go back to Los Angeles. I don't have a speaking line, but in October coming up, you'll see my face in George Clooney's next film called Suburbicon.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, you can see me really tiny in the trailer.
That's kind of a comedy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a Coen Brothers dark comedy with Matt Damon and Julianne Moore. So that was really cool. I worked on that in November, so that's the next thing coming up. And then just back to our days of auditioning and hoping to get in more things. And my day job, I'm a homeschool teacher and a tutor, so I'm actually missing the first 2 weeks of school being here.
It's a miss you. So.
Yeah.
So what about Nick Lee?
Well, I'm going to be going back to LA after this as well. And this holiday season, I'm going on tour with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the musical. If you're at all familiar with the 1964...
Oh, yeah.
Stop motion animation movie.
I love that movie.
Yeah, it's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I'll be playing Hermie the elf. He's the elf with the little blonde swoop of hair who wants to be a dentist and travels with Rudolph on his journey. And so, yeah, that's a show I'll be performing in this holiday season, and we'll be traveling all over the country doing that.
Okay. All right. Well, it's been great talking to you guys.
Yeah,
and Nick
great.
Lee and Megan Moran, and it's going to be the YO Theater Festival up in Sheridan at the YO Theater. And you can go to YOTF.com website. And the phone number is, Megan?
It's 307-672-9084.
Okay. I think it's going to be well attended because the arts are very popular here in Buffalo and Sheridan area. Mm-hmm. So I think I would draw a big crowd and go break a leg.
Great. Thank you so much.
We'll take a break. Thanks, guys, for being on.